Genesis chapter 1. I figured we'd just start Genesis and preach all the way through Revelation, but I'm too tired. So we're going to hop, skip, and jump a little bit because I'm too tired for that. You ought to thank the Lord that I didn't get much sleep last night because you might actually get to lunch today. Amen. Amen. But Genesis chapter number 1, we're going to look at some things today, and we're not going to read through a lot of extended passages. We're going to read through different places, different scripture in different parts of the Bible, and begin in Genesis chapter 1. And begin in Genesis chapter 1, the Word of God says, let's look at verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." The first thing I want to see is the dominion. And we're not talking about the voting machines from the last election, amen. We're talking about the dominion. God gave man dominion over not just the fish and the cattle, but the earth. And what he did was he meant for Adam and Eve to have dominion over the earth together. And we know that that after the fall, God placed Eve under the authority of Adam, and Adam back under the authority of the Word of God. But Adam and Eve were initially supposed to just be together and have dominion over the earth. And there's something in man today. And see, here's the problem with mixing the genders. Here's another problem with mixing the genders. Amen. There's something in man that makes him want to dominate. Amen. There's something in man that drives him to go forward. There's something in man that drives him to lead. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, the devil has perverted this thing where the dominion word is being perverted and misunderstood and abused. And he's also made it to where men don't want to actually go forward and lead a lot of times. Let's say males don't. Amen. So a lot of males don't want to lead and go forward, and they don't want the responsibility. They'd rather put a skirt on and be a stay-at-home mom. Amen. And now, I'm not talking about men that have to take care of their kids. Praise the Lord for the ability of God to work that thing out. Sometimes that happens. But then the men, they don't want to be men, and the women, they want to dominate. A lot of women do. And that's the, we talk about the women's movement, talk about the suffrage movement. We talk about the way God initially set it up. And the way God initially set it up was for men and woman, man and woman, Adam and Eve, to have dominion over the whole earth. But after the fall, he set this thing up in a hierarchy, and the devil says, "I don't like that. I want to change that. I want to pervert that. I want to mess that up." And in doing so, he has destroyed the family structure, the very fabric of the intentions of the Word of God is what he wants to destroy. But man wants to have dominion. And man without God today is going about to have dominion in a bunch of weird ways. There are a bunch of people out there, and they think money is power. And in the world, carnally speaking, money is power as far as worldly things go. You got money, you can do just about anything you want. You have just about anything you want. You can manipulate about anything you want, right? You can almost force anything you want on somebody else, amen, if you have enough money and power. But they want to have dominion, and they want to say, "Well, I'm the king. I'm King Soros, or I'm King Fauci, or whatever, whoever you want to call king. And what I want is for you to obey me." And that's what happens. Man without God wants to dominate everything. See, God didn't tell Adam and Eve that they were going to have complete and utter domination. He said over the earth. But see, Adam was set up to be second in command, right? Adam and Eve were supposed to be second in command. They were supposed to be subject to the Word of God. And that dominion they had over the earth was underneath the Word of God. So now man without the Word of God, without the Spirit of God, without the Son of God, without the Bible, without understanding of what, how, I think a lot of them understand what God wants, they just don't want to agree with it. But they want to set up their own idea of a dominion, and we look at these people, a lot of times we look at people and say, well, this guy's more on my side than the other side, so he's probably all right. Not necessarily. Amen. Don't put your eggs in the Elon Musk basket. Amen. Don't put them in the Biden lost his basket. There's a hole in it. Amen. But don't put your eggs in a politician's basket. Put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. And try to follow the Bible as close as you can and let Him set things up the way He wants to set things up in your life. But man says, no, we're going to leave God out and I'm going to dominate without God. That's the devil. You know what the devil said? He said, I want to dominate without God. And God said, sorry, you're fired. And he went from Lucifer to that old dragon, that old serpent, the devil, Satan himself. So man wants to dominate. Man wants to be able to tell every other person, and they do it subtly, right? Well, we're just trying to help. And we're not trying to be mean, but you're going to have to get rid of your fossil fuels. And we're not trying to be mean, but you're going to have to, hand you and say this. Firearms are just terrible. They're the problem. We're not trying to be mean, but you have freedom of speech as long as you agree with us. See, because man has something inside of him that makes him, that drives him to want to dominate. But it's all perverted now, and he wants to dominate everybody, including God. Matter of fact, they've got to the point, man has got to the point now, which I believe it's probably been that way even back in Old Testament times for a lot of folks, but they've got to the point now where they want you to believe they are God. They want you to believe that they can save you, they can fix you, they can help you, they can make everything all right. They even make up problems that they can solve. Amen. I don't really care what they do with their global warming thing. All it is power and money. But if you look back over history and you take a 50-year chunk out of anywhere, it's all going to look pretty close to the same. It really is. You take a 300-year chunk, it's going to look even closer to the same. Because, you have wax and wane, things change. One year you have a more warm year than the other, and one year you have a colder year, one year you have a wetter year, one year you have a more icy year. One year it gets cool earlier, and then it's getting hot, and this is the hottest day ever. It's 85 degrees. Last year was nothing like this. We're really in trouble. Last year at this time it was 84 and a half degrees. Amen. And then tomorrow last year was 86, and tomorrow this year is going to be 83. We've never seen anything like it. Everything's getting hotter and hotter and worse, and we have to fix this. Matter of fact, we have to fix you so you make you fix this. Because man was made to have a dominating spirit about him, to go forward. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to go forward pleasing God. Amen? But right now they're going against God. So we see the dominion. God made Adam to have dominion over the earth. And then we see where the dominion has a limitation. In chapter number 2, in verse number 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So God gave Adam and Eve dominion, but he said, you know what he did? He held back one thing. So ultimately, God had dominion over Adam and Eve. Adam was supposed to have dominion. They were supposed to have dominion over the whole earth except everything but the Word of God. And the Word of God said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So then we see the deception in chapter number 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of every tree of the we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So God set Adam and Eve up to have dominion over everything except this one tree. He said, this is where my dominion is over you. I'm giving you this rule, and you keep this rule. You are under my word, the authority of my word. The devil comes along after God had given them that direction, and he brings the deception. What's he doing today all over the world? He's bringing the deception. You know what you and I are telling people? You are under the authority of God's Word. And the people are saying, well, you trust your fairy tale and I'll just believe science. You might believe that God created all this. That doesn't make any sense to me. I believe in the Big Bang. I believe in this, that, or the other. I believe aliens dropped us off and they're not coming back for us. If they dropped us off, they're not going to come back for us. They're going to go, nah, sorry, we'll move on. Amen? Because if they dropped us off 6 gazillion years ago, look what mess we've made. They don't want us to take us back to their leader. And you know, matter of fact, they look at our leader, they don't want anything to do with us. Amen? So they think, man, that guy's a real alien. Amen? But the dominion was set up, the direction was given, the deception came, and deception's everywhere. You talk to young folks, and probably 2/3 of the young folks will tell you, well, there may or may not be a God, but I believe that even if there is a God, I still believe in evolution. You ever heard anybody tell you that? I've heard it countless times. I think there's room for both. I've heard people that say they're saved tell me that. I think there's room for both. But the deception comes. And with that deception brings verse number 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and the tree was desired to be make one wise, excuse me, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So we have the dominion set up. We have the direction. You are under my word, God said. You can do anything but go against me. On this one thing right here, do not go against me. The deception came, and then the decision was made. What was the decision? To take the word of the devil over the word of God. Isn't that something? Take the word of the devil over the word of God. You know what people are doing all over the world? They're taking the word of the devil over the word of God. I'm not just talking about Bible version issues. I'm talking about God said in the beginning. And since God said in the beginning, He judges. He is the ruler. He is the King of kings. He has the ultimate dominion and authority. So the devil comes along and says, ah, that's just a fairy tale. You don't have to worry about that. You're going to live 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, and you're going to just go back to the dirt. You don't have to answer to anybody. You might as well do whatever you want to do. That's a lie of the devil. You ever heard this? You just don't want me to have any fun. You ever told God that? Amen. You got real quiet now. Everybody's turning around. I think lunch is ready. But that's the thing. That's the whole deal. You just don't want me to have any fun. You just don't want me. Oh, you're a legalist. Other born-again believers tell me I'm a legalist because I believe the book. We ought to submit to the book. You're just a legalist. No, if I was a legalist, I'd tell you you got to keep the law. What I'm telling you is that God's the judge, and He's going to judge you one day. If you're saved, you're going to the judgment seat of Christ. If you're lost, you're going to the great white throne of judgment. I'm not telling you this to hurt you. I'm telling you this as a warning because that's what we're called to do. We're called to be reconciliators. We're called to reconcile a lost world to a holy God. And the only way to do that is to introduce them to the blood of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, you're just a legalist. It's a deception. And then they make a decision. And I don't believe for a minute there's an atheist out there. I really don't believe that anybody's an atheist. I think people say they are. I don't believe they believe that for a second. I think the highest ranking scientists or PhDs, master's degrees, doctorates out there that are telling all this stuff, I don't think they believe what they're telling you when they say there's no God. I really don't believe that. I think they've accepted the deception of the devil. They made a decision to follow the devil instead of following the Word of God. That's what Adam and Eve did. They made a decision to follow the devil instead of the Word of God. And then we see in verse 7 through 10, let's look at, not through 10, let's just go down through here a little ways. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. They were given dominion with one direction. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The deception comes. They make a decision to follow the word of the devil instead of the word of God. And then we see the division. What did it do? Your sin has separated you from God. Your sins and iniquities. That's what he said in the Old Testament. Sin and iniquity separates you from God. So now there's a division because of the decision. You're born again, you're saved, you're going to heaven, but you can still make a decision that will cause a division. I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about whether or not you walk with God. See, when Adam and Eve, they walk with God every day until the devil comes along and he offers the deception. They make the decision, and then the division is they're hiding from God. We've talked about this before. How do born-again believers hide from God? Close the book, set it down, and get religion. I'm saved, I'm going to do good things, but I'm not listening to that book anymore. I'm not going to have that book be ruler over me. The devil says, you don't have to. You know what the devil will tell you even? You're saved. You can do anything you want. Don't worry about it. It's deception. It's deception. I've got a Bible. You know what the Bible says? We just talked about this. We must all stand before the Lord. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All the saved people are going to stand before Jesus Christ, and your works are going to be judged. Look, you're not going to be judged by your works for salvation, but your works will be judged what you did with Jesus Christ after salvation, what you did for Jesus Christ after salvation. The devil says, don't worry about that. Matter of fact, the devil will line you up with 150 preachers, tell you there is no judgment seat of Christ. There's one judgment. That's a great white throne judgment. You're either lost or saved. It's deception. What are they doing? You're believing the word of the devil over the word of God. What's the word of God say? Hey, your works are going to be judged, whether it's gold, silver, precious stones, hay, wood, or stubble. There are going to be a lot of people with truckloads of stubble, and they pull it up there, and there's this giant fire, and they're going to go, ooh, I didn't even think this existed. You know what's even worse than that? There are going to be a bunch of people that are cast into a lake of fire, and they'll say, ooh, I didn't even think this existed. Because of the deception. God gave Adam and Eve dominion. He gave them one direction. He said, do not eat of that tree. The deception came. The decision was made. The division was caused. And in 17 through 19, of chapter number 3 of Genesis, and to Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curses the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust shalt thou return. We see the division, now we see the devastation. The devastation. A perfect, holy, the perfect, holy, righteous God created a perfect place and put man and woman in it. And now it's devastated. I mean, honestly, I watched... I'm not telling you who to vote for. I will talk about politics in here. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you to even vote. You pray about it and do what you got to do. But I will tell you this. I watched the debate, and I felt much like most people, a lot of people that I heard, we're in trouble. It don't matter if Mr. Potato Head or the orange guy gets in. We're in trouble. So why would you say that? Look at all the good things DJT did. Well, here's why we're in trouble. The same reason you get in trouble as an individual between you and God, this nation's in trouble no matter who gets in there. One of them could care less and is going to go the wrong direction no matter what. The other one, if he does go the right direction by hook or crook, right, he's going to take the credit for it. I'm not going to tell you which one it was. I'll let you figure it out. Amen? I took a cognitive test. I aced it. Matter of fact, I think I'm the only one that's ever aced one. One of the doctors said I aced it like it ain't never been aced before. I mean, when I ace something, it's totally different than somebody aced. They were in awe of my acing. They said, that's our guy. Oh, yeah, the Lord's not doing that. The Lord's not up there going, that's my guy. He aced his cognitive test. The Lord's up there going, even so go, Lord Jesus. Amen. Get our people out. After the part of that debate, I thought, man, we are in trouble. Now, I will say this. I think one of them has gone further to the wrong direction, and one of them has come a little closer to the right direction when it comes to humility. But there's a long way between him and King David. Amen? A long way. There's a long way between him and the reason God was merciful to Israel in the Old Testament when he was merciful to them. But the devil comes along and he says, well, you know what? You just had a good economy. If gas prices just get down to $1.75 a gallon, if you didn't have to mortgage your house to get Miracle Whip, right? Amen? If you could get a loaf of bread for $1.29 again, if, everything would be all right. And if the guy gets in there and does it, he's going to take all the credit for it, and God's not going to bless it. You say, well, the prices already went down. God blessed it. No, the devil can do that. He don't have a problem doing that. As long as somebody's not honoring Jesus Christ and glorifying God and lifting up and magnifying the Word of God, the devil don't have a problem dumping money out. The devil doesn't have any problem coming along and deceiving a country and letting them think they're all right because their finances are better. The devil doesn't have any trouble. He didn't have any trouble saying, no, this guy had 4 years and he dropped the debt from $38 trillion to $37.4 trillion. Look at us. The devil don't have any trouble doing that. And it could drop down to $2 trillion overnight and God wouldn't necessarily be anywhere near it. The division, the devastation, everything that's going on, all this stuff that's going on around here, the curse of sin, it was on a man, it was on a woman, it was on the earth, and all this stuff that's going on, all this craziness outside the walls of this place, and everything you see, and everything that upsets you, and everything that makes you want to turn your TV off, throw your iPhone in the trash, or whatever, all that stuff is because of the decision that was made in Genesis chapter 3. Amen. So, well, you know, Adam and Eve, we would have done it eventually anyway, probably. We would have. Man would have. But the deception and the decision to follow the word of the devil instead of the word of God. I'm telling you, this is much more spiritual than folks realize. It's not like, well, you know, there's good, there's bad, and there's a gray area. The gray area is about that wide. Most of it's cut and dry, black and white, good or evil. And we're looking around, you're looking at the problems, saying, how could he do this? How could she do that? Because they're evil. Because they're living in a sin-cursed earth. How could this happen? How could that? Because we're living in a sin-cursed earth. Amen. And God's will ultimately will be done. And God always, he's always ahead of the devil. But his will is not done second by second. You know what God said? It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know what I've noticed? All aren't coming to repentance. But that's against God's will. Amen. I believe it was God's will to move the embassy to Jerusalem. I believe that. Because I have a Bible, and it has to happen, and it happened. I believe that. I don't necessarily believe it's God's will who gets in this next time. If the guy you're hoping for gets in, I don't think it's necessarily God's will. If he turns this place around financially, I don't really question whether it's God's will. But the devastation going around, you know, the earthquakes and the fires and... First of all, second, one thing you have to keep in mind is now we know everything that's going on everywhere if you want to. 40 years ago, you would have only known about 1% of what you hear now. So things aren't necessarily always as bad compared to 40 years ago as you think they are. But things have been bad for a long time. You know, all the earthquakes and the fires and, you know, what was somewhere a sinkhole opened up, just sucked in a bunch of stuff here a while back. I can't remember where that was. My wife showed it to me. But she tell you I don't pay attention sometimes. But I did see it. What happened there? Well, sin. Sin cursed earth. So I thought maybe it was just, no, it was a sin cursed earth. They would have never done that before Adam and Eve fell. Right? Creed tilling up his part of his... They redone their mulch area, and they're tilling up part of the other stuff, trying to get grass to grow in there. And, you know, weeds. You know, weeds will grow anywhere. They don't need sun or water. They just grow. Amen. When you're trying to grow grass seed, though, it's got to have the perfect amount of everything, right? But out there tilling it up, and all those weeds that keep coming back, it's a curse, the sin-cursed earth. That's what we told Adam. And you know what? Hey, you know what another deception of the devil is? I've known, and I believe this wholeheartedly. I'm going to tell you something I believe wholeheartedly, and you might disagree with it, but I have met and talked to people that were 90 and 100 years old that were better shaped physically than people that are 40 and 50 years old, that were in better shape mentally than people 40, 50 years old. You know what the difference I see in them? They worked. They worked. They didn't spend their whole life hiding in front of an air conditioner or in the Burger King line. They worked. You say, well, they had a good diet. Most of them I knew ate pork and garbage. But you know, they worked so much they didn't have enough time to eat too much of that. They were busy. I've seen very few people that lived to be over 90 years old that weren't workers. And if they were, they didn't have much going on anymore. Amen. But they worked. You know what the devil says? We'll just create some fake food and give it to you. Oh, the cows, you know, the cows, they have gas and they're destroying things, and we'll just make some fake cow meat and give it to you. Matter of fact, if they had their way and they could figure out the finance part of it, they'd just have you stay at home and they'd mail you everything. Amen. I mean, you can see the puzzle pieces fitting together now with Amazon and Walmart.com and all. I mean, some people never leave their houses anymore. I mean, people that could. Now, there have always been people that have been shut-ins and people that just had problems and couldn't get out. But there are a lot of people out there that just won't leave their house. After about 5 minutes in Walmart, my wife and I talk about that too. Maybe we could just have them deliver the food, but then who's going to show up at our house? Have them deliver it to the neighbors, and then we'll sneak over there and get it. Amen. But it's just like your bread. You want a healthy loaf of bread, it's not going to last over 2 days outside the refrigerator or freezer. What will it do? It'll start turning into penicillin. Amen. You got a loaf of white bread. First of all, white bread, everything bleached and leached out of it, and they put the junk back in it. But you got a loaf of white bread that's like a McDonald's French fry and has a lifespan of about 4 years. That's not good for you. But they can be like God, you know, they can create their own food and their own rules and just get around the Word of God and make everything a wonderful place. Searching for nirvana outside the Word of God. Searching for that peace and prosperity that only the elite can bring you. Right? And there are people out there that buy it. I've heard people say, thank God for people like Bill Gates that have the money and want to help people. I'm like, thank the Lord for people that have brain cells that are functioning enough to realize that that's not a real hamburger. Don't eat it. Amen. Being lied to and deceived. So, well, you know, I haven't heard the devil show up and just tell me directly. No, he doesn't do it directly. Like, God doesn't always do things directly. He'll do it directly through His Word. He'll also speak to you through other people. He does it through preachers. He does it through teachers. Other brothers and sisters in Christ tell you they've been praying for you and things like that. The devil will use people to speak to you. And he's got them speaking all over the place because a lot of people have made the decision to follow the deception and we're watching the devastation. Good night. I ain't even hungry now after all this. Well, turn to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Just like saved people will do forever, we're going to end on a good note. We saw the dominion, we saw the direction, we saw the deception, we saw the decision that led to the division, that ultimately led to the devastation, even the devastation we see today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning in verse number 45. And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And is the earthy, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, first birth, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. The dominion, the direction, the deception, the decision led to the division, caused the devastation, And now we see the do-over. The do-over happened when Jesus Christ came to this earth as the second Adam. And He didn't come like the first Adam into a perfect place and mess it up. He came into a place that was totally devastated to fix it. Amen. He didn't come down as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came down as a lowly Jesus, born in a manger, that walked the earth despised and rejected of men, rejected by His own brethren, and went to Calvary and put Himself on that cross so He could shed His blood, die, be buried, and raise again the third day after He went to hell for you and I to pay the sin debt of the first Adam. The do-over. I'm glad God does do-overs. Amen. That's the do-over. That's the one that allows all other do-overs. That's the one the science rejects. That's the one the atheists, or so-called atheists, mock and ridicule and make fun of. Well, I'm going to tell you what, they're stuck in the first Adam's earthy image, and they'll disintegrate forever. They won't disintegrate. They'll be eternally damned forever in a lake of fire with that image, the image of their daddy Satan. The worm dieth not. But God looked down after the deception and the decision and the division and the devastation, and He walked this earth to perform the do-over. And you know what we're getting ready to see? We're getting ready to see the domination. You know, I used to watch football until I realized grown men getting paid to throw a dead pig around is really silly. And they're like, God, well, God gave me this gift and I'm using it for Him. God, you haven't been in church in 6 years. I'm going to go, the devil's probably gifting you some. Amen? But you watch these games and you watch you know, Michael Jordan or Wilt Chamberlain in basketball or somebody like that, these Jerry West, these guys, you know, they say, Jordan dominated the game. No, he didn't. It was 120 to 104. Or 120 to 80. That means for 80 different or 40 different baskets or however many different baskets, the other people were doing all right. But see, when Jesus Christ comes back, the Battle of Armageddon, He is going to show what true domination is. It's not going to be a 40-point spread. It's not going to be a 55-10 Super Bowl. I did see that one. That was 49ers versus Denver years ago. It's not going to be a 55-10 Super Bowl or whatever. It's going to be total domination. He's going to come back on a white horse. The blood's going to run bridle deep. The enemy's going to be trampled out. He's going to take over the throne of David and rule and reign, total domination for 1,000 years. He's going to cast people in a lake of fire from the earth. You say, well, boy, I'll tell you what. Did you see that game Sunday? You ain't seen nothing yet. You better get saved so you can be on the right side of the one that's coming. And the thing that's coming is total domination. He's going to come back, the Battle of Armageddon, whip the beast, the false prophet, cast him in a lake of fire, bind the devil for 1,000 years, rule and reign on the throne of David for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. He's going to loose the devil. The devil's going to get these folks together against Jerusalem and God's people, and fire from heaven is going to come down and devour them. Total domination. It's not like, oh man, they give God a 1-2 punch and He withstood it. There's not going to be any fighting on their side. There's not going to be a horse on the other side that's going to do anything against the horse on the Lord's side. In the Battle of Armageddon, total, utter domination. The Battle of Armageddon, the millennial reign, Gog and Magog, great white throne judgment. You know what that is? That's going to be total domination. They're going to finally stand there, and they're going to look in the face of the Word of God, and they're going to say, we thought, we did, we tried, what about this, what about that? And He's going to say, here's your authority. This is My Word. And it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what title they held, how much money they had, how strong they were, how many people they could whoop, how many countries they overtook. If they didn't trust Jesus Christ, if they didn't obey the Word of God, if they didn't fall into obedience to what God commanded them to do to get right with Him, they're going to be cast into a lake of fire forever. Total domination. Total. We have no idea what domination even means compared to what we're going to see in the future. We're going to be on the right side of it, though. You know, every war you see fight, Russia and Ukraine, you know, this, that, and the other, maybe, you know, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, both sides got some pretty good shots in for a long time. You know, those wars were close. The Civil War wasn't just a blowout. it took a turn and went a direction. World War I, World War II weren't just blowouts. They took a turn and went a direction. But boy, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be totally different. Ain't nobody going to be sitting around on the TV going, wonder if the Lord's going to win this. Amen. I'll tell you what, I already seen it. He won. Total domination. Aren't you glad for the do-over? Otherwise, we'd be stuck in the first, the earthy. So what are you waiting for the rapture for so much? Why are you looking for the rapture? Because I want to separate from the earthy. I got the old man and the new man, and the old man works my nerve. I don't like the old man. I don't. He's a troublemaker. Amen. But I have a promise to be like the heavenly. We try to do it here and we fail. But boy, in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, that 1 Corinthians 15 verse is going to come true. We have the promise to be like the heavenly because of that do-over. Say, it wasn't a do-over. Oh, it was a do-over. See, the first Adam, he comes along, he's given dominion. He loses his dominion to the devil. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, comes along, and the devil, he's taken up, he's led by the Spirit up to a high mountain, and the devil challenges him every way possible, and he defeats the devil with the Word of God. Do you know Eve could have defeated the devil with the Word of God? She didn't. Adam could have. He didn't. The second Adam did. Oh, it was a do-over. It was a do-over. But instead of a created being that was earthy, God Himself came down and was born in the flesh to defeat the devil and take the dominion back. So why is everything so crazy then? Because the devil still has control right now. Why does he have control? Because he's God's chastening rod. You know what God's going to use the devil for? The primary purpose the devil has any freedom right now at all is to get Israel turned back to Him. So Jesus Christ can rule and reign over Israel. People say, well, he's through with Israel. Then God lost. He didn't lose. He's using His chastening rod, the devil, to get His will down the road. And He will rule and reign on the throne of David. My God doesn't lose. My God doesn't lose. Thank God for that. The do-over, the domination. Think about the day we get out of here. Can't come soon enough, amen. I know the Lord, He's got better timing than we do. He knows He always does all things well. He's always right. Boy, can't get here soon enough for me. And honestly, it's not Biden or Trump or whatever. I can't wait to get away from me. I'd like to be just like Jesus Christ forever. And God said, okay, trust me and I'll make that happen. Amen. Amen. The deception came, the decision was made, the division caused, the devastation is everywhere. But the do-over gave God Himself the right to renew everything, and He'll renew it all. He'll renew it all. It's going to start soon, hopefully real soon. You better be ready. Amen? Be ready. Father, we love You and thank You for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.